Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Sarah with Staffing and Family First Home Care.
Thanks, Sarah. Please stay on the line.
Good morning.
Hi, Estern. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I think there was a little bit of confusion on my part. I apologize because this case is in Philadelphia, so I was waiting until we got the start date before staffing it. But I do have several caregivers in the area. I actually have both a male and a female who are interested in working with your husband. Would you like to meet with them, or do you want to talk to them over the phone?
I mean, I would love to meet with them to kind of figure out what's happening. You know, if they are really interested, then it's just a good fit. So this is for weekend care, correct?
Yes, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. I have, right?
Yes.
Yes, and it's for your husband, and it's to help with, let me pull that up. I have it as needs assistance with, like, mobility, dressing, eating, personal hygiene, going to the bathroom, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and both of these caregivers are active employees with us already. So just let me know. Give me a date and time that is good for you to meet with them, and I will give them your information.
Okay. Are they good early? I'm trying to think. Early morning or, like, a Saturday or a Sunday? Like, I don't know. What's the best day? I mean, I don't get off work until 4:30.
Okay.
So,
okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Is it okay if I'll ask them if it's okay for me to give you their number, and I'll give you, is it okay for us to give them your number, and then you guys can schedule a meet and greet at a time that's convenient for you both, okay?
Right.
All right, Estern. So I'm going to tell you the gentleman's name is Tyrone, and the female caregiver's name is Carolyn. Carolyn, I haven't confirmed with yet, but Tyrone, I did just get off the phone with him, and he's very interested. He lost his patient recently, and so I will certainly send over. Is it okay if I text you at this number?
Well, can we really just try to go with Carolyn? Larry doesn't really have male caregivers.
All right, so give me a little bit, and let me confirm everything, okay?
Okay.
I just saw in here that it was gender-friendly. All right, so you want a female.
Yeah, and then you can also shoot me a text because if I don't answer, because I'm at work.
Okay, will do. And so you can accept texts on this number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so as soon as I get everything confirmed, I will give you a call back, okay?
Okay, so you know.
I will text you, I mean.
This has to go through my support coordinator. We have to change.
Yeah, we just spoke with her, and that's why I thought there was some confusion because she called saying that you weren't agreeing to the switch, but I would see for Philadelphia cases, I usually wait until we have the authorization because sometimes sometimes it could take like 2 to 3 weeks before anybody's ready to get an authorization, and then they're sitting waiting. You know what I mean? So it's fine because I know you're ready to go. So I will work on it now. It just was a miscommunication on my part. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, no problem.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'll text you any information I get.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.